The saying around this sometimes goofy, sometimes wacky sport is that you hang around it long enough, you'll see something you've never seen before. Have you ever seen 3-2 after one with 4 power play goals? Have you ever seen 5-5 after regulation with 7 power play goals? Neither have I. A wild night in Houghton 2 weeks ago, a Bemidji State drove away from the McKinnis Student Ice Arena with 5 out of 6 league points. Certainly a shot of adrenaline heading into the final 2 weeks of the regular season. How wild was it? Well, we had a first career goal by Alexi Silvestri. Back for Tony Fulmer up the far side wall. Right out in front, there's Alexi Silvestri. Puck came right to him on the top of the crease, and Silvestri, his first career goal, Bemidji State ties it.
How about the 6th and 7th goal of the year for Casper Magnusson? Turns out to be his 5th goal in his last 5 games. Voices call our names, electric through the air.
Loose to the right side circle. Casper Magnusson shot deflected. Irie, top of the left circle. Back to the right circle. Casper Magnusson buries it. Casper has scored again on the power play. The Beavers go up 2-1. Up the wall and now cleared by Michigan Tech. 2:36 left here in the major power play. Satisari sends it over for Casper Magnusson. Magnusson drops it back. Flamang right to the breadbasket of Malahi. He doesn't know where the puck is, and it's a goal. The net moved. Referee standing back there pointed good goal before the net moved. Casper Magnusson's going to get a power play goal, and Bemidji State goes up 4-3.
Then Noah Quinn scoring for the second night in a row.
To Vaisanen on the half wall right side. Down low goes for Riley Funk. Little give and go. Backdoor Quinn scores for the second night in a row. Noah Quinn, what a feat out in front.
Jackson Panzer scored his second of the year. 3:38 to go. Flamang, forecheck, steals the puck.
Hits Jackson Panzer in between the circles, and Panzer puts it right to the back of the net.
And then there was a goal that even the guy who shot it didn't even know he had scored. Wild nights converged, our spirits
beg for more. Jackson Judding picks it up, tosses it back behind the net now for Eric Martin. Minute 45 left here in the overtime. Martin feeds Judding. Judding turns on the Jets, carries it across all 3 lines. Judding to the left side circle, shoots into the pads of Derek Malahi, and it trickles in. It trickles in, and Bemidji State will win it. Jackson Judding driving towards the net, flips it towards Malahi. He thought he had it. He did not.
Wild, wacky, but a win.
No, it was nuts. I just said that to the guys. This was crazy. This was crazy.
5 out of 6 points at Michigan Tech for Winter Carnival. He'll take that in a heartbeat. The Beavers this weekend will honor 5 seniors. We'll get to Senior Day tomorrow. Right now, Beavers need 3 more league points against Bowling Green. Quarter Bar pregame show next on the Beaver Radio Network.